Warning. The following podcast is hosted by two people who spend more time reading gossip blogs than they do actual news. Their opinions are their own. Their facts are highly questionable. And there's a good chance that one of them is extremely intoxicated.
I heard a rumor. This is our ninth. This is our ninth episode.
Yes,
I heard that rumor.
Ninth. And I cannot wait for our 69th. Because then we can go, that's nice.
What's going on, world? This is the In Case You Missed It podcast. My name is Strawberry.
Hi, I'm Chunk. I really can't believe we made nine of these sons of bitches.
And if you had, this is the first time you tuned in, what we do is we take the biggest stories and most viral videos of the last 7 days.
And it's entirely possible you've never heard of any of these stories, or you're like, what the hell are these idiots talking about? But that's okay. Sit back, have a laugh.
Yeah, we break it down for you in about 30 minutes. And this is the week that not only did Chipotle roll out a dessert menu, but it's also the week that everybody on Facebook was talking about the 10 bands they saw live. Did you get into that?
Oh my God, 10 bands that I saw live. Guess which one I didn't see live? No, yeah. I don't care.
Humble bragging.
Man,
humble bragging.
You know what? O-Town needs to come back on tour.
Cause I want it all, or nothing at all.
But let's do some real bragging, because in case you missed it, NASA astronaut Peggy Winston shattered several records. Not only does she hold record for the first female commander of the International Space Station, she did that twice. She did most spacewalks for a female astronaut.
First astronaut to ever twerk in space.
Oh, she twerked it.
Very nice.
She had a zero gravity G-string happening.
Like it's hot.
And then
that didn't happen.
She did set the world record on Monday. Most time spent in space by any NASA astronaut. At that point, she was at 534 days. So what do? You celebrate with the live stream to the Oval Office.
What are we learning by being in space?
Well, I think probably the International Space Station is providing a key bridge from us living on Earth to going somewhere into deep space.
That's good to learn, right? For the future astronauts of America, that's something good to learn. Little scientists out there.
They might as well learn it now because Trump's taking away science. So you might as well learn now, kids.
What else did we learn from this record-breaking NASA astronaut, Peggy Winston?
Water is such a precious resource up here that we also are cleaning up our urine and making it drinkable. And it's really not as bad as it sounds.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. Better you than me.
Better you than me. There's nothing else you can say. Yeah, better you than me. You're drinking pee? Good. I'm glad I'm not. They're up there drinking their pee. Then it was announced that they're thinking of keeping her up there for a couple more months.
Why not?
They're thinking she's going to have 5 more months up there. Do you think it's because she started talking about drinking pee to the president?
I think
it was already planned.
I think her husband is like, yo, if she wants to hang out in space 5 more months, nah, I'm okay with that.
Where can you go after an astronaut, dude? After you go to space, you just can't. Like, no, there's nothing else in life
you
that would compare.
Live normally.
No, you can't.
No. You're not. And you know what? Most astronauts are messed up. Most of them are on their third or fourth marriage.
Yeah.
Most of them are hooked on something, drugs, alcohol, pills. Astronauts are like lottery winners, bro. They're like heroes.
And then
they have terrible lives. I mean, you're up in space for like
months. She's already 534 days plus 5 more months.
Yeah, that's almost 2 years.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, sure, people are away for 2 years and stuff, but you're away in space.
You're in space.
You grow like 2 feet. It's weird, man. It's weird. I ain't going.
You're not going,
man. No,
they're
going
to ask you. You're perfect shape for astronaut stuff.
Nah, man. This alien movie's coming out, man. I've seen Event Horizon too many times. I'm cool off space, bro.
Speaking of drinking pee, though, there's a beer that they brew with reclaimed water, right? They process. There's a beer. I think it's a craft beer. You should know about this. You're the guy.
I am the guy. I could give a crap about craft beer.
But okay.
Yeah, but
regardless, they take pee and they clean it and they make beer out of it, right?
I hope not. Like, that's awful. Who would drink that?
I mean, I know it.
You're right. They do have a beer that's made out of reclaimed piss water. It's called Coors Light.
Okay. Maybe if you drink that beer, this story isn't for you. But in case you missed it, Nordstrom's rolled out a brand new line of PRPS Barracuda straight leg jeans.
Oh, I love
you. You want to describe this new fashion that Nordstrom is doing?
Nordstrom is great. I only shop at Nordstrom Rack when they're having a clearance sale and I shoplift. That's how
that's
I can afford
to, do it, right?
to shop at Nordstrom. So Nordstrom unveils, how do I even put this? Heavily distressed medium blue denim jeans and a comfortable straight leg fit with crackled, caked on muddy coating that shows you're not afraid to get down and dirty at $425 a pair.
They're selling fake mud jeans for $425.
Yeah, they're selling jeans that they probably got at Costco, and then they're getting mud, and that's it. and then they're selling them to you for four. They're not selling them to you. If you're listening to this podcast, you probably can't afford those because you're a normal person, and we love you. If you see somebody wearing $425 muddy jeans,
follow them home.
Follow them home. Rob them. Punch him in the face on principle. Just, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I can't imagine. Like, I buy my jeans at Costco, so I spend $25 on my... I've never bought and spent more than like $50 on a pair of jeans.
You know what's clutch, though? Thrift stores. Thrift stores have dope jeans. It takes a while to go through them.
They got that crap in my style, yo. They got no 38s.
Thrift shop. You gotta Macklemore it up.
40 long.
I took those flannel zebra jammies secondhand and rock that mother...
When I first saw this on Facebook, I thought it was a joke, but Nordstrom's actually selling these on their website, and the jeans aren't like stained. There's actual...
There's mud.
You can tell. Yeah, it's mud.
It's mud. Yeah, you can't wash these.
You ain't coming to my house party in those jeans. No. You ain't coming into the club with those jeans.
You're not, as a man, you can't buy these jeans. Like, if you want muddy jeans as a man, go get muddy.
There's mud everywhere.
This is the worst, man.
You know the dudes who are wearing these jeans and buying these jeans? They're those, like, over-tanned, wrinkly dudes who are at, like, the Vegas clubs, like, 30 years past their prime.
Yes.
With a 21-year-old from Tinder.
Still wearing white sunglasses.
Yes, those guys.
Smelling like Jacquard.
Those guys.
Yep. Wearing those. Affliction.
Affliction.
If you're Ed wearing Hardy. Affliction or Ed Hardy, these jeans are for you.
These are next in line, the mud jeans.
And if you're on the website, you're going to see these jeans. You're going to be like, those are the goddamn ugliest things I've ever seen in my whole life. It looks like somebody just took mud and put them on a pair of jeans and put $425 on the price tag. You think it's a joke. You like, when you look at this, you're like, I can't believe NBC News was talking about it because it's not from The Onion.
It's real.
Nordstrom is really smoking that white privilege, dude. Smoking that white privilege.
Some people at Disneyland got a huge surprise on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
It was really amazing.
Because Johnny Depp was there dressed up like Jack Sparrow, swinging his sword at people.
He was drunk as hell and promoting his movie like a good little monkey.
Johnny Depp. Oh my God.
So he's in full Jack Sparrow gear.
He is in full-on makeup, costume, hair, everything, like in the movie at Disneyland, just having a good old time.
I'm hearing rumors that he shows up to Disneyland a lot dressed up like Jack Sparrow, and he's one of the characters that just kind of walks around, but people think, oh, yeah, that's just a Disneyland employee.
Shut up.
But he does that a lot, kind of on the under, and people take pictures with him. They don't even know.
They don't even know. It's Johnny Depp.
He does it a lot. In this case, it was obviously to promote the upcoming fifth adventure, right?
Yep, May 26th, Dead Men Tell No Tales, the fifth pirate movie.
Oh, my God.
Thank you all so much.
So they're coming up on that Fast and the Furious franchise kind of number.
They are. They're creeping in.
They're creeping.
But Pirates of the Caribbean, that's one of my favorite rides at Disneyland.
That's a good one, yeah.
You know Aaron Axelson from Live 105?
Yep.
He proposed to his now fiance on the Pirates of the Caribbean.
What?
Yeah, in the middle of the ride.
Fun fact you didn't know.
Nah, now you know. Shout out to Aaron Axelson. Making it on the In Case You Missed It podcast. So in case you missed it, this video started going around. So there's a police officer who was called to a noise complaint. This is in San Antonio at 1 a.m. The cop arrived. There was a DJ. He goes over to the DJ. He's like, hey, put on this song. So you hear some of the people at 1 in the morning. They're like, what is this? So the cop starts salsa dancing.
What?
At the party. People are loving it. People are loving it. I don't know what he just said right there. I gotta be honest.
Closed captioning.
So there's a dance crew called the Next Generation Dance Crew, and they were the ones who posted this video to Facebook before it went viral. Next Generation Dance Crew was the dancers and the DJs at this party.
Yeah.
And their aim is to inspire and encourage youth to express themselves through dance. And that's exactly what this officer did. He came through, he broke down the stereotypes, and he broke down a mean salsa dance.
Yeah, he did a mean salsa dance. And then he shot everybody.
He didn't shoot everybody.
Did he tase anybody?
No one got tased.
Nobody called. There's no backup. There was no white officer casting judgment in the corner.
No.
Good job, San Antonio.
That police interaction went one way. This police interaction in in Florida.
Yay, Florida. We love Florida.
Went a little different. This sucks because it was a 8th grade science teacher.
You okay?
I'm going to ask you to perform a series of physical body exercises.
Okay.
Where are you going?
Okay, so she's pulled over for a DUI. The highway patrol trooper is saying, yeah, you're about to perform a sobriety test.
Yeah.
She was trying to run away, which probably isn't good, right? That's not a good move, right?
Bailing. I mean, your car is there. They're going to find you. They're going to, like, drive down the road, like, ladies, stop running. Like,
don't move.
So she's handcuffed and drunk and a teacher. No, she's like, can you call my... And she knows she doesn't have a lawyer. She's like, can you call my...
What are you doing? You're arresting me?
Yes, ma'am.
What?
Very simple. Okay, I ask you to perform fist and body exercises. And
you didn't ask me to perform.
Okay, I'll ask you right now.
You did not. I will absolutely do it.
You want to perform?
Can you hear how bad she's slurring?
Tanked.
She says, okay, well, if begging doesn't work, maybe I'll try to romance this cop.
I want to kiss you.
No, you're not. You are not.
Yes, I am.
You not. Come here.
If he doesn't stop looking at me like that, I'm going to kiss him.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just going to kiss you.
She's definitely done dirty things in a bathroom at a bar before.
I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom.
Yeah. I can tell.
You can tell, right?
I can tell by the voice and her interactions with that officer.
So, spoiler alert, she ends up getting arrested and she kicks the officer.
Yeah. Oh, so, assault on an officer. That's a couple of months.
Eighth grade science teacher is doing some time right now.
Man, Florida. That place sucks.
What the F is going on with Florida?
What the F is going on in Florida?
What the F is going on in Saudi Arabia? Did you pull up this video yet?
Apparently, police have arrested more than a dozen revelers or party goers after their orgy of violence at a rented country retreat went viral in the Saudi social media.
So this is like an Airbnb renter's nightmare gone wrong. And this is a palatial estate these guys rented out. And just like everybody on social media, they told on themselves. They filmed each other trashing this house.
Trashed it. They rented with the intention of destroying this place.
And it's just a bunch of dudes also. So you know it was like either like a bachelor party or like
could
a...
Could have been some homoerotic thing with a bunch of dudes doing weird dude stuff.
We got a banquet full of bras. They got a table full of fellas. Yeah.
You get a bunch of dudes together, weird stuff happens.
I think I'll post this video on strawberrytheradio.com. Let's start with the fact that there's three motorcycles at the indoor swimming pool. And now they're in the indoor swimming pool.
They just threw a motorcycle. That's a ruined motorcycle.
Oh, the motorcycle's ruined,
Motorcycle in the pool, that's done. You're not replacing that.
We got two more motorcycles. They're doing burnouts.
Hey.
This guy's in the pool with his motorcycle.
Oh, that dude threw that other dude in the pool. How crazy.
So what you're looking at now is...
Trees.
They ripped out trees from the garden. Trees, full on trees, and throw them in the pool. Okay, so here we go. We're just going to start kicking the lights. Oh, a tire. They're going to roll a tire.
Where did you get a tire?
Into the pool.
Now, this is an indoor pool, and this is probably 4,000 square feet.
It's a gate.
This is huge. This is a huge mansion. Oh my God, that's the air conditioner. They threw the air conditioner. Oh my God, the second one. They threw two air conditioners off the roof of this house.
I don't know whose car this is, but a car is getting smashed up.
How
many guys did you say got arrested? Because there's at least a dozen and a half in this video.
More than a dozen. So they must have gotten most of them.
Yeah.
Because they're snitching on themselves. They got high-end cameras and GoPros.
Uh-huh.
And, man, they are trashing this house.
They sprayed a fire extinguisher in. Look at this camera, though. You see how big? This is why it's a little suspect to me. Watch over here where the mouse is. Look at how... pimp that camera is. That's a shoulder camera.
Yeah. That's like Jackass.
You think they were doing some Saudi Arabia Jackass stuff?
This very well could be a Saudi Arabia Jackass.
It's a wrap on that house.
And that's the problem. Like, my buddy Airbnb's based in Tahoe, and, like, he's had some problems. Like, he got his front door knocked off.
Really? Just taken off?
They partied so hard, the dudes rammed the front door.
Holy crap.
Guys were throwing themselves blows into the front door, yeah.
I Airbnb a lot because, you know, it's cheaper than hotels, but I'm always weirded out when you're in someone's house. I'm like, you know, is this like the weird type of dude that's going to hide some GoPro camera in here and stream me on some like website?
Well, that's the whole thing with Airbnb. They got in huge trouble with that because a San Diego couple had an Airbnb and had a nanny cam that they left in there. They just had it in their kids' room, right? And so somehow this stripper ended up stripping on it and they put it on the internet and it was bad. It was real bad.
See, Airbnb. I'm always freaked out about that.
Got real sued, yeah. In case you missed it, last week we told you that Serena Williams, pregnant.
Tennis matches at the crib, I swear I could be Serena when she playing with her left.
And now there was an accidental pregnant pic that she posted and the internet talked a bunch of crap because y'all are just pieces of ass.
So that wasn't the announcement. The photo that we saw of her being pregnant, was an accidental announcement?
That was accidental. Serena just confirmed her pregnancy announcements made by accident. The tennis star admitted on social media flub Tuesday at a TED Talks conference in Vancouver with Gail King,
Oprah's homie.
Oprah's husband, where she said she had meant to take the pic in private, but somehow posted it out to the world. Serena said on social media, "You pressed the wrong button, and 30 minutes later, I missed 4 calls, and I'm like, that's weird. Doesn't sound like she regrets the early announcement. She said she was going to go publicly disclose a few days later, blah, blah, because when you're pregnant, you can't say anything to like...
There's a certain limit,
15
right?
15 weeks, 16, 18 weeks. There's a couple of months. You have to be pregnant for a couple of months.
Just in case some miscarriage.
Just in case something happens. Yeah. So people don't announce and blah, blah. But Serena Williams gets... Dude, she's one of the, if not the greatest
athletes.
Basketball player. What a racist.
Racist.
Jesus. Because I was thinking of the commercial she's in with... Steph Curry.
Oh, isn't he a black guy also?
Yeah.
Oh,
there's a commercial
I know.
They're playing table tennis, and that's what I was thinking of because I was thinking of basketball. And I was
Chunk buys muddy Nordstrom jeans, everybody. Chunk's got that white privilege.
I promise I didn't vote for Trump.
My chick bae. Tell me if you seen her. She always bring the racket like Venus and Serena.
She's one of the greatest. So is Beyonce. On the 1-year anniversary of her Lemonade album this week, she released some information. Hey, I'm going to set up a scholarship. So high school students listening right now, if you're planning on going to college, Beyonce may foot the bill, but there's some weird specifics, right? First off, it's called the Formation Scholars Award, and she's going to take 4 female students. She has 4 schools.
4 schools.
She's going to pick 4 students that want to go to these 4 schools.
Yes, and the Formation Scholars will be awarded scholarships to female students studying creative arts, music, literature, or African American studies at Berkeley, Howard, Washington, D.C., or Spelman College in the ATL, and Parsons School of Design in New York City. Got nice schools. Good schools.
Absolutely good schools.
Drumline was filmed in one of these schools.
So I don't... It doesn't
stomp
say...
Stomp the yard.
Stomp the yard. They stomp the yard out there.
Yeah, they do.
It doesn't say if it's a full scholarship, it's a partial scholarship.
She got Lemonade money,
it's
man.
It's
got
to be full.
Yeah,
it's got to be full, right?
She's... I mean, come on. You know why? Because it's going to be a tax write-off. So she's cutting a big check.
More information, strawberryontheradio.com.
Big check.
Big check. You know who gets a big check every time he steps on stage? Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
And people spend big checks trying to get tickets to see him. So
yeah, I don't know why.
If you do, and you wait the 2 hours or 3 hours that he's always late for his concerts, don't be the idiot that throws stuff on stage. Did you see this video over the week,
Sean? Yeah, I saw this video. Yeah, Lil Wayne. I don't know, man. Come on. Finish the show.
Yeah, in case you missed it, some idiot from the front row threw a glass full of ice and alcohol, nearly hitting Wayne.
And look, let me tell you something. I don't know if you thought I was a buster, but I'm rich, so I can't throw nothing back. But watch this. Goon Squad, come here.
Uh-oh, so you never really want to be at a rap concert and hear someone yell for a Goon Squad, right?
No,
you never want to hear Lil Wayne just yell.
I say, every goon that's with me, come here, man.
And then 6 of the biggest NFL linebacker-looking
dudes are big.
Come on stage. And Lil Wayne's a short guy anyway.
Lil Wayne's like 5'6".
He's dwarfed by these guys.
Throw that shit back at him. Throw it back at him. Throw all this shit back at these.
You're so close to Wayne that you're able to throw a glass or a bottle at him. Mm-hmm. You know he knows where you're at. You know he can see, like, oh, okay, you're the guy in the white T-shirt. You're the guy in the plaid shirt.
You're the guy with the hat. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to throw it at you.
He can easily pick you out of that crowd.
But we're in Idaho, so.
Show over, man. Whoever the is in the middle, he just runs out of time. Show over.
Now, I saw the video, so everyone's pissed, and they're like, wait, what do you mean the show's over? You're only halfway done. But when you see Lil Wayne walk off the stage, he doesn't just drop the mic. That's a full, like, Gronkowski spike in the end zone. Like,
he spiked that mic.
It bounced. Microphones don't bounce.
Nope.
Again? Yeah, he bounced that microphone off the floor.
It's $500 down the drain.
And you pay good money to go see Lil Wayne.
Yep.
Show gets canceled.
Yep.
You're standing right next to or behind the guy that threw the guy. Oh, he didn't get out of that arena unscathed.
I wonder what happened to him. I bet they whooped him pretty bad.
Oddly enough, he hasn't updated his Snapchat or Twitter since then. I don't know where this guy's at.
Goon Squad! Goon Squad! I'm going to walk around yelling Goon Squad, and my kid's going to be like, you're dumb.
That's
like,
the move. That's the move.
Goon Squad, come in.
In case you missed it, your iPhone was straight up made by slaves.
I spent 12 hours a day just putting one screw in the iPhone.
That's pretty much the gist of it. There was an NYU student who basically went undercover.
Well, my name is Sir Jen Zhang. I work in a Pegatron Apple factories in Shanghai.
He made the iPhone 6, iPhone 7. He worked on those. The video is on strawberryontheradio.com. He basically took one screw and put it into the back of a speaker for 10 and a half hours a day because he took an hour and a half break that he was docked for.
The amount that I get is 3,100 yuan. I think that's around $450. It's per month.
The video sucks. Like, if you watch this video, you're going to be like, yeah, that's awful. I don't want to have an iPhone.
What are some of the worst parts about the factory or the job they got to do?
The factory, the suicide nets are real.
Because what was the rumor? Like
the rumor that people were killing themselves.
Jumping off the top of the factory.
Jumping off, so the suicide nets, they're in the stairways.
They have the nets in the stairs, and also all the windows, they have this ceiling-like cage where you can jump from the window.
And the campus looks like a 70s college.
Okay.
I mean, the place looks kind of cool. The workers, they're male between 18 and 30. I look at my iPhone differently. I'm looking at this like, this should be cheaper. Like, why is it so expensive? Like, come on now, you're using slave labor. Slave labor. Like, you see a picture of the dorms.
Uh-huh.
It's not like a dorm. Like, when you say, oh, a dorm, I'll
put
up a picture.
San Jose State.
Yeah.
We rocked in my dorm.
Yeah, not a dorm.
No?
A room with five metal bunk beds.
Well, inside of the room, eight people live together. But in one floor, we only have one restroom and one bathroom for shower. It's shared by about 200 people.
It's really not the best condition. There. Sundays, everyone goes and they have their roasted chicken and they get drunk.
That's the one day off they have a week, right?
One day off a week, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty nice.
The video is disturbing.
Scrap should be cheaper, though. And robots should just make it. Just make my phone with robots. Get a warehouse in Stockton. Get some robots. Make my iPhone 8, which I'm definitely going to buy.
No, I almost wouldn't mind if I had a job like that, I wouldn't mind if it was like, all right, start to finish, like you're building some IKEA furniture. You start to finish, boom, next one, start to finish. But if you're just drilling one screw, you're just drilling one screw into the back.
It's an assembly line. It's an assembly line. And the guy was talking about how the happy parts of the day were at the end when they would be counting down 500 pieces, 400 pieces, 300 pieces left.
You see workers are like smile, they talk with each other, and that was the moments that you feel really good at the end of the day.
Before they'll let you go home, right?
Before they'll let you leave.
You know what else is exciting? Airplanes nowadays.
Oh, yeah. Fight clubs.
They are fight clubs.
I'm never flying again.
Gentlemen, welcome to Fight Club.
Hell no.
First rule of Fight Club.
Always ask for peanuts.
So this one, though, you got to give United a little bit of a break. They were out of the headlines for a couple days. This throwdown happened on American Airlines. It was over a baby stroller, right? Like one of the flight attendants grabbed a baby stroller.
No, I'm not going to sit here and watch this stuff.
Okay, so what happened is a viral video became circulated on Friday, which featured a mother hysterically crying while holding her baby after an American Airlines flight attendant violently grabbed her double-wide stroller from her
as
she attempted to place the object in the overhead bin, allegedly hitting the mother and narrowly missing the baby. She's trying to put her stroller in an overhead bin, which is a no.
They don't go there.
They don't go there. You check them in, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And there's one man even stood up to defend the sobbing mother. That dude got up and got in this flight attendant's face and literally put that dude in his place.
Hey, bud. You do that to me and I'll knock you flat.
You stay out of this.
He was a big old Texas boy.
Yeah.
And he got in this dude's face and you watch the video and you're like, holy crap, this dude's about to punch this flight attendant. It's about to get on.
If this Texas dude doesn't get kicked off the plane, that's an awkward flight. Because every, like, during drink service, and hey, put your tray up, we're about to land. This guy that you're about to fight has to walk past you.
Go with us where we're going. Come on.
Yeah, in response, the president of the Association of the Professional Flight Attendants, Bob Ross, said the flight attendants' actions do not reflect the workers they represent. He's a good flight attendant, blah, 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 but doing his jobs. Despite being offered a full refund, blah, 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 voucher, they're probably going to sue. Yeah, they lawyered up with the dude that just got the other dude paid from United.
Dr. David Dow?
Yeah,
the first
lawyer.
Guy who got dragged off United?
Yeah, who got paid today, check in hand. You know what? You're probably never going to find out how much it is, but I'm going...
They normally keep settlements
private. They keep settlements private. Very quiet. Yes, there's a confidentiality. You will not say how much we paid you. I'm going 10 mil.
Whoa.
I bet they paid him 10 mil.
Because that way they're out of the news. There's no court trial.
Nothing.
TMZ doesn't keep giving you updates.
Nothing. He's not allowed to talk about it. Right. No one's allowed to talk about it. 10 million. I bet they got 10 million bucks.
Whoa.
For sure. Dude, United lost $1 billion worth of brand.
Just that in that one week, right?
In that one week. And then American Airlines, that was a bad incident. When you deal with a mother... and you deal with a baby and a flight attendant that's on one. When you watch the video, you're rooting for the big Texas dude to slug, to punch, to kick, to do anything just to destroy this little flight attendant who's just being a... flight attendant's being a...
Anybody who's ever worked in retail, you think your job sucks. Or anybody who's ever worked in customer service, take that... multiply it by 10 and combine it in a confined space, right? So that's your job. I understand how flight attendants and the flight staff are just at their limit and they're frazzled. However, most people don't know that a flight attendant, their job is not to give you drinks and serve you. That's secondary. Their primary job is security of the airline. They're essentially, and most people don't know this, they are essentially security staff. And while they're there, they also, as part of their job, they do
drinks.
Right, but that's secondary. Their primary job is security of the airline as you're in the air.
Interesting.
They go through months and months and months of training of, you know, self-defense and tactics.
Really?
And, yeah, I'm not saying these are all ninjas, but they know how, you know, like I said, safety. And it may be just like, it may not be terrorist stuff, but it may be like the guy in seat 12A gets drunk and tries to punch the guy in 13C. So like they can defuse that.
Stuff
and, like,
that totally happens.
Everyone's
totally
Samsung
happens.
Phones are exploding and they know how to handle that.
Right.
No, their primary job is security.
What they don't know how to handle... is how to keep a damn bunny alive.
Ah, damn it. We're back to United.
United. Listen, you dragged a dude off a plane.
Bad.
And then you killed the goddamn biggest bunny in the world. Guinness Book of World Records.
It was 20-something. It was 20 pounds.
It's the goddamn biggest bunny in the world. You look at this thing, you're like, it's a dog. It looks like a dog. And it's huge. And it's now, well...
it's dead.
It's dead. It's gonna be. It's gonna be a throw coat or something, or four Lucky Charms.
I feel so bad for
4 feet
for animals when they get checked, because you know how bad they treat your luggage.
Oh yeah, they don't care about the animals, dude.
No,
they
it's
just
dark
dope,
and
they dope them
loud.
Up, throw them in. It's loud. Yeah, it sucks.
I feel so bad for that.
Don't bring your animals on a flight. Like that's. I've never understood that. I've never understood people that vacation with their animals.
No.
Would you take your dogs on a flight?
Depends how long I'm gone.
A week.
Depends where I'm going.
If you're staying in California for a week, but you're flying somewhere.
I would like to, if I still have my dogs, if they were still alive, I would like to be like, oh, I'm going to go to the beach for a week. All right, I'll buy a ticket and I'll have, I had boxers, so they weren't like lap dog, purse dogs. They were good sized dogs.
They're big ass dogs,
I'd buy a ticket for him. He could sit on the seat next to me. People love boxers. People love dogs.
But I would never
check them underneath.
Yeah, I mean, that's I would.
So speaking of dead animals, I hate doing that.
Super good segue.
Speaking of dead animals, the anti-fur protesters have no chill. And they have been on a tear the last few days. So the rules are on the In Case You Missed It podcast, we don't do anything Kardashian, Trump, or Catch Me Outside related.
Pretty much.
However, in the last 3 weeks, these anti-fur protesters have crashed some major, major book signings and
appearances. They've gotten good gets. They've done very well with trapping celebrities and just, where's your security, celebrities? Where's your security?
The worst one was Kelly Rowland. She was doing a book signing in like some weird basement.
Yeah.
And then these fur protesters whipped out signs and posters condemning Kelly Rowland for wearing fur.
This goes out to all the animals that were tortured and murdered.
I can't touch my phone.
So Kelly can wear their fur.
Kelly can afford fur.
Cam's gonna pop this down a little bit.
Yeah.
The whole time I'm talking and the whole time they're chanting,
yep.
Kelly Rowland is just standing there.
Awkward.
Nobody rushes to escort these people out.
This would never happen to Beyonce. Beyonce got security to handle this.
So at this point in the video,
Still there, yeah. And now they're gone.
They're still there, but now Kelly Rowland excuses herself. She kind of moves to the side. This whole time,
yeah.
No, there's no security. Nobody puts these guys in a chokehold. Nothing.
This is why your favorite celebrity doesn't want to do in-store appearances.
No.
This is why.
No, this whole thing is going on while Kelly Rowland is there. And at this point, what are we? A minute in, at this point, she disappears into a back room.
So crazy.
That's way too long. So somebody must have learned, because then Kylie Jenner was doing an appearance at the Sugar Factory. Is it what's called the Sugar Factory?
Yeah, the Sugar Factory. Yeah.
In New York. She was doing an appearance on a red carpet. And then they held up those disgusting posters again and yelled at her.
Kylie Jenner, you have blood on your hands! Blood on your hands!
All right, and then Kylie Jenner just cuts out.
She's out, but she got security.
She has serious security. They know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing. They're moving the principal real quick.
Like I said, they had 3 weeks in a row of good gets.
Yep.
This latest one that happened this week was with Patti LaBelle. My favorite baker and chef ever. Have you tried the Patti Pies
Patti
from
pies
Walmart?
Are wonderful.
Oh my God.
Sweet potato, just wow.
I love Patti Pies.
So good.
So the cold part about this one is there's a good like half dozen of these anti-fur protesters. They all stand there and take a photo with her.
Oh no.
And they're taking a photo with her. And then after the picture, then they reach into their jackets and pull out their posters.
Shame on you for supporting the fur industry.
They're protesting Patti LaBelle. This was at a signing of her cookbook called Desserts LaBelle. It was at a Barnes & Noble's Tuesday in New York. So they eventually got escorted out.
It's crazy bookstores are still around.
See, I don't know how to side with these guys because I appreciate what they're doing. They're trying to say, hey guys, stop wearing fur because the people who sell you fur have to torture and kill these animals in an extremely inhumane way to get you this jacket or this coat or something like that. So I side with them. Just the posters.
I
want to
see them try that on Nicki Minaj.
The posters they're holding?
Come on.
Oh, challenge?
Come on.
Challenge?
If you guys could roll up on Nicki Minaj and start doing this and you don't get knocked the f*** out.
Okay, first things first, I'll eat your brain. Then I'ma start rocking gold teeth and fangs. Cause that's what a motherfucker monster do.
Try this on somebody that Patti LaBelle, really? Kelly Rowland? Kelly Rowland probably called on herself. She's probably like, I need some press.
I need some publicity.
I need some press. I'm gonna stand up here like an idiot for a minute while you guys scream at me. No, hell no. This is why you have security.
Uh-huh.
This is why people carry guns and tasers.
Yeah.
And this is why celebrities don't meet their fans. Because sometimes the fans are awesome. Other times they pull out bags of fake blood and smash you with them.
Yeah.
This is why celebrities hate you.
I like their intention. I just can't side with their execution. The intention is one thing. Their execution is something completely different.
Uh-huh.
But as gory as that's been the last couple minutes, we like to wrap up the In Case You Missed It podcast with the feel-good story of the week.
This is a good one.
This brings Chunk back off the edge, back off the ledge.
And I need it after these. Dude, I need a good story before I just go smashing walls.
The South Texas family pulling out all the stops to make sure his son would have his own video store after their local Blockbuster closed.
This one went so viral. It was so cool. It started with a tweet. The tweet was, quote, "My autistic brother was so sad that Blockbuster was closing down, so my parents made a mini one at home for him."
I just wanted to share something that my parents did that I thought was amazing.
That's so nice.
That is awesome, right?
You see the picture, it's like their kitchen table would have been. They put up basically like a movie rack,
right.
Essentially. A movie rack, and it's all the Blockbuster stuff, and it's great. And I'm super sad that Blockbuster's closing down. And this affected me in many, many, many ways.
Hector Jr. loved visiting the video store, picking out a favorite movie. With only a handful of Blockbusters left in the country, It was her last chance to save the vintage video rental experience for the 20-year-old son who has autism.
Well, Blockbuster is where you had to go before Redbox and Netflix. You had to go to full-on stores.
You had to go to stores, and it was awesome because you'd get snacks and you'd get your movies. I loved movie stores and Blockbuster and stuff
like that.
It's
the greatest. On a Friday night or Saturday night, it's the greatest.
I would love to take my kid there rather than scrolling through something on demand like a dumbass. I don't like it.
For 7 years, more or less, he was going to the store at least once or twice a week.
So all the Blockbusters are closed except for a couple in Alaska. And a very small few in Texas. Now, this is where the family was. They're in Lone Star, Texas. On the last day when Blockbuster was going to close, the dad pulled out a dad move.
As the store cleared out their merchandise, the Sunigas bought a video rack with more than 60 movies. They set it up at home, brought Hector Jr. into the room, eyes closed, for the big reveal.
And he bought a bunch of the Blockbuster merchandise, like the stands that hold the DVDs and some of the signage.
And it looks like if you just happen to see like a 10-foot by 10-foot section of any Blockbuster.
They bought some of the store's DVDs also, right?
It looks like a Blockbuster. When you look at the picture, you're like, wow, this kid has a Blockbuster in his living room. They have everything, all the cases and all that sort of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Very nice, very sweet. Dads will go to no end to please their kids.
Yeah, that's a dad win
right
there.
That is a dad win right there.
I'll post that story, strawberryontheradio.com. That's where I post the In Case You Missed It podcast also. So thank you to everybody who tunes in. If you see it on Twitter or if you see it on the website, please tweet about it. Chunk kind of runs the tally of how many podcast listeners we're at
39.
Right now. Still at 39.
Solid
39. So get the word out there if you could. And thank you to everybody who tunes in every week. Like I said, we wrap up the biggest stories of the last 7 days in 30 minutes. If you're on Twitter, Insta, or Snap, follow me at Strawberry Radio.
And there's definitely something in my eye, and I'm not crying from the story of the autistic child who had the Blockbuster video in their house, but you can follow me at I Love Chunk, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, hot bitches at me on MySpace.
There you go. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye!
The In Case You Missed It podcast.
They take pee, and they clean it, and they make beer out of it, right?
I hope not. Like, that's awful. Who would drink that?